Why hadn't he battered the monster's head off in the morgue? But there had been no time. Turl went low to the right, then to the left, then to the right. Rhythmical, easy to predict. Johnny was in front of him every time. Too late, Johnny realized it was a trap. The fourth time, Turl's guns were firing at the place Johnny was about to be. Only the slip of a finger on a key saved him from being blasted out of the sky. Abruptly, Turl seemed to abandon his effort to get through to the compound. He headed straight north. Down below, the burning plane sent up soaring piles of black smoke. Was this another Turl trick? Luring him off? Ears blasted by the scream of tortured motors, Johnny swept his eyes across his view screens. Where was Turl going and why? With a sudden hunch, he flipped on a heat detection screen. Chrissy and Patty riding to the north, their horses' bellies to the ground as they raced along. Leverage. Johnny suddenly realized Turl was trying to get back his leverage. If he could recover his hostages, he might bring pressure on Johnny. Johnny flipped open the local command radio. Sure enough, Turl's voice.
If you don't go down there and land, animal, I'll kill them both!
Turl was right ahead of him, dropping down to about 4,000 feet. Johnny hit his keys. He estimated exactly where Turl would be. Johnny's battle plane slammed into the back of Turl's. Johnny closed the switch for the magnetic grips. The skids of his plane locked to the back of Turl's. Half deafened by the thud of contact, Johnny stepped up his speed control to hypersonic. His motors shrieked. He punched in coordinates to compare with 6 feet underground, directly below them. He glanced over the side to see that the riders were clear of that spot. They were. The motors of both ships were screaming in discord, fighting against one another in howling dissonance. They jerked and wrestled in the sky, suspended in space. The motors began to get hot. Very shortly, they would burn and explode. Johnny reached back for the jetpacks. The straps had already been shortened. He shrugged into it. He made sure he still had Turl's belt gun. He took one final glance at the keyboard. Locked in. 6 feet underground, directly below. 4,000 feet down. Speed control at hypersonic.